At many football stadiums this coming weekend, fans will be drinking their beer from cups instead of bottles. On Sunday and Monday, irate fans in Cleveland and New Orleans threw plastic beer bottles and other debris onto the field to protest the officiating. The National Football League and stadium officials across the country say for safety's sake, bottles should not be allowed at football games. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The NFL's regular season ends in just a little over 2 weeks. Some teams have no home games left, but for those that do, security and fan behavior has become an issue, and it's because of last Sunday. That's when fans of the Cleveland Browns got upset over a referee's call in a game against Jacksonville. The fans hurled plastic bottles, some partially filled, at officials and players. Here's what it sounded like on Cleveland station WKYC.
The Browns leave the field. The Jags go storming off the field to a barrage of bottles. The officials will be the next one up. Covered by the Cleveland police, the officials go rushing off the field to a barrage of bottles on top of them.
Initially, the team's president and its owner brushed off the fans' behavior, saying the disruption wasn't World War III and the plastic beer bottles didn't carry much of a wallop. They later apologized, and Browns spokesman Todd Stewart says the team does plan to take several steps.
The first one is to identify as many people as possible who were involved in throwing things on the field during Sunday's game. Our hope is that those who did throw things on the field are prosecuted. But whether they are or not, our definite plan is if any of them are season ticket holders, we will revoke their season tickets.
Monday, there was a similar outburst in New Orleans at the Superdome. Security quickly quelled that disturbance. Several people were arrested there as well. Linda Skicker, a psychology professor at the University of Illinois, Chicago, says such disruptive behavior occurs because people often lose their inhibitions in a large crowd, especially if alcohol is involved.
Think about the effects of what crowds do at Mardi Gras. People feel more anonymous and less accountable. And all they need are cues then to what to do with that arousal. So a really bad call is going to make some people feel really angry. And all it takes probably is one person to throw a bottle and everybody's going to catch the bug.
The NFL says it will not tolerate objects being thrown from the stands, and the league is working with clubs as they take steps to make sure similar incidents don't occur. The New York Giants are a good example. 6 years ago, their disruptive fans threw snowballs on the field, knocking out the San Diego Chargers equipment manager. This Sunday, the Giants host Seattle. Meadowlands Stadium spokesman Daniel Immer says in the past, Giants fans could buy beer, soda, and water in plastic bottles, but that's going to change.
From now on, the bottles which are sold in the stadium will be poured, anything sold will be poured into a cup, a plastic cup.
Stadium sales of beer in plastic bottles began several years ago for a number of teams. They're easier to carry than cups, and because they're faster to serve, they cut down on the length of concession lines. But Emmer says bottles won't be given to fans, and no one will be allowed to bring in bottled drinks. Most teams and the NFL say they've ruled out a ban on beer sales. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.